T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To all the Yankee fans out there, and there's a few of them who know who they are, take a deep breath and realize that the Yankees are actually pretty good.
Yes, I would say so.
The New York, back in March.
How many wins they got now? 92, 93? What do they got?
The Yankees?
Yeah.
No, they're 98, 97.
They're up to 97 now?
Yeah, they're going to win 100 games.
They're going to win 100 games and they're not any good. I mean, come on.
They're at 97 and 60.
So they did beat the over-under.
Yes. If they go 3-2, they win 100 games.
Yep.
That's where they are.
Right.
And I remember in March.
Terrible 100-win team.
The worst 100-win team ever. But we're sitting here in March talking about the Mets and the Yankees, and the formula for a good baseball season is simple. Never have really bad streaks. Play 500 when you're not playing well and have a couple of big winning streaks. If you do that, you win 90 games easily. The Yankees followed that to a T. Even when they didn't play well, Joe, they were never awful. They were never terrible.
No, they never had a really bad, like you said, you're right.
Their
you're
worst right. stretches were 9-9,
yeah.
10-12.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they had some hot streaks. You do the math, they get to 97 wins. So let's be simple about this. Let's be honest about this. I heard a caller to Boomer and Geo. Caller asked a question. The caller said, hey guys, if the Yankees did this, this, and this, would they have won the division? I'm going to answer it this way. There isn't anything they could have done. They weren't winning the division. Because the Red Sox are having right. one of those stupid years.
But I will say this. When they got swept in Boston, that four-game series, when they got beat up in Boston, to me, that was the end of it as far as them winning.
I agree.
Division.
First week of August.
That finished them off.
And so then you could say, well, yeah, but Evan, if they swept the Red Sox, they'd win the division. Okay, if the Yankees won 110 games, sure,
right.
they could have
right.
won the division.
Right.
But we're talking about a Red Sox team that's 106-51.
Right.
106-51.
Yep. All-time record for the Red Sox. Most any Red Sox team has ever won.
Yeah. The reason the New York Yankees didn't win the American League East is not Luis Severino's second half. It's not Greg Bird. It's not this injury. It's not that injury. They didn't win the division because the Boston Red Sox exist. That's why. They have had a historic season. So as the Yankees win last night against those pesky Rays, and as the Yankees march to wrapping up the home field advantage in the wild card game, as they march to 100 wins, I think the Yankee fan has to take a step back, and I don't know what's going to happen in the wild card
right.
game. You could lose that
right.
game. I don't
right.
know.
Of course.
But take a step back and realize.
Win the game.
Sure, and they can win the World Series.
Of course.
Realize that the New York Yankees, repeat after me, Yankee fans, the New York Yankees had a very right. good regular season.
And a week from today is the season. A week from today is the game you have to win. That's
absolutely.
It. You win that game a week from today. All right? It's going to be at Yankee Stadium. Let's be real. And there's no doubt in my mind it will be.
Yep.
Oakland blew a terrible game last night. They had an 8-5 lead late, and they blew the game. Lost an extra innings to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're going to win. They're going to be at home for this wild card game. And as I keep continuing to say, if you win that game, you play the Red Sox with the pressure squarely on this Red Sox team.
Well, I would say this about the whole pressure thing. There's obviously going to be a lot of pressure on the Red Sox because they got to win the World Series.
Right.
They
have to.
A million games. They lost in the first round twice in a row. Let's not forget that.
Yep.
They obviously have to win. But the Yankees have to win in this regard. If they don't beat the Red Sox, it still will be looked at as a year in which they took a step back. So I think from that standpoint, I don't think any Yankee fan in their right mind would go into a Red Sox series saying, gee golly, if we lose, we lose.
No, I'm not going to say
win.
That.
I
understand that, but I just think the Red Sox have more pressure because of the kind of year they have.
Well, they have more pressure, but that doesn't mean the Yankees don't have pressure.
No, I understand. I mean, because what good is the season for the Red Sox if the Yankees beat them? And to me, if I'm a Yankee fan, that's the way I got to look at it.
Well, I think for the Red Sox, it's more than that. Red Sox have to go out and win the whole
thing.
No,
they got to win the whole thing,
yeah.
Of course.
I don't think it's just
getting to the World Series isn't going to be good enough.
Now, if the Red Sox get to the ALCS, we get it. That's a step up from last year. They lost in the first round. I mean, the last two years, they've lost in
three. Yeah, but you can't have a 110-win regular season. You know, you can't beat the Seattle Mariners.
I get that.
You know?
I get that. But in a way, teams are in their own universe, right? In the whole grand scheme of things, of course, there's more pressure on the Red Sox. But the Yankees were in the seventh game of the ALCS last year.
Understood.
No team and no fan base, especially the Yankee fan base, should be okay with taking a step back. I wouldn't have felt that way in 16. The Mets had to win the World Series.
No, I understand.
I don't care that they were in the wild card game.
No,
you got to win the whole damn thing.
I get it.
But I just think,
but that doesn't mean that even if that did happen, that doesn't mean even if the Yankees lost the wild card game, that the future still right in front of them is not very bright, because it is.
Well, yeah, the future.
I mean, you know, this is a team that's going to be a consistent playoff team, barring some, you know, unforeseen disasters that, you know, generally never happen to the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, so
they happen to other teams.
Right. They don't
right.
happen to the Yankees.
No,
I mean,
of course.
Let's be real.
Hey, look at Yankee regular seasons of past, and I think we forget this sometimes. When you look at the most wins the Yankees have had, 09, they won a ton of games, won 103 games, and obviously 98. Those are the 2 years that jump out at you. They won the World Series.
Right.
Does anybody remember?
Of recent times, yes.
Of this era,
right.
of the Torrey
right.
slash
yes.
Girardi
okay.
Boone era.
Right.
All right. Does anybody remember that in 02, the Yankees won 103 games? No one remembers
that's
that.
That's the year they lost to the Angels, right?
Yeah, because they lost in the first round. In 2003, they won 101 games. No one remembers that because they lost in the World Series.
Right, to Josh Beckett.
That's right. And in 04, they won 101 games, and they lost.
We know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that.
Right.
So your history is dictated by what you do in the playoffs. I fully understand that. I mean, history is written by the winners. I just think when you look at this regular season, I think you got to be fair and understand it was a really good regular season.
Yeah,
they have
of course.
97 wins.
Of course it is.
Well, some Yankee fans don't view it that way.
I don't know how you. I don't know how you can't view it that way.
You
I
have mean, to view it with hey,
and
they've had a hell of a year.
And again, it's all, especially in you know it's not the old days where you know you had to win the league and you know you could win. And we've seen I saw it happen. You know we saw it happen a bunch of times. I'll never forget that. You know I go back. I'm 100 years old, so I go back to 61. 101-win Tiger team finished 8 games behind the Yankees. They won 109, and the Yankees went on to the World Series, and they beat the Reds, and they won it. You know, in this world today, it's such a craft. The baseball playoffs now are pretty close to what the NHL playoffs are.
It does feel that way.
Anybody can win. Get in, get hot, you can win the World Series.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
You know, yesterday, Ron Darling, who doesn't want to be the GM of the Mets, by the
and
way.
And is very intelligent not to
yes.
want the job.
Very much so.
Right.
He was asked by Mike, very simple question, who's the team to beat in the National League? And the answer to that is nobody is.
Right.
Okay? Because if you
is
look
that what
at,
he said?
Essentially, he said, look, last year I thought the Cubs and the Dodgers are the two best teams. I look at them now. They're no lock to win their divisions. The Dodgers are a half game up. The Cubs are a half game up.
Right, right.
Either of those teams could be in the wild card game or maybe not even in the playoffs at all.
Right.
That's possible. But I look at the National League, and I can confidently say, boy, any of these teams, including the Braves, any of them, can win the pennant. None of them would really surprise me that much. When I look at the American League, I feel the same way with the exception of the Oakland A's. I really believe that because while the A's can beat the Yankees, it's one game.
Mm.
I just don't believe
enough
that
pitching.
A team that has zero starting pitching
right,
and
right.
a bullpen that's been completely overrated. I mean, let's take a step back. Who's in the A bullpen? Blake Treinen's great. Let's put
him
to the side.
I have trouble telling you who's on a team. I'm honest. I mean,
you know,
this is not exactly the days of Red Catfish, you know?
But you know what, Joe? You'll know the bullpen names I mentioned that are in this Oakland A bullpen. Jairus Familia's in their bullpen.
No, I do know. I am familiar with him.
Okay, what do you think of him? You think he's that good?
No.
Okay.
Especially in a big game.
Okay, fine. Another guy you've heard of, Fernando Rodney. Think he's that good?
Oh, my God, no.
Okay. Sean Kelly, the former Yankee and National. That good?
No.
Okay. Lou Trevino, who's a rookie, who's been garbage lately.
No relation to Lee?
No. I think it's Treviano, actually.
Oh, Treviano.
I should know
okay.
this. He was on my fantasy team all season long.
You should know that.
Yusermo Petit.
Yeah, well.
Is he any? I mean, this is the bullpen that everybody's going gaga
I
about.
Get it.
They're not that good. The A's can score a lot of runs. They could beat the Yankees in one game. That's the one team that I would genuinely be really surprised if they got past the Yankees,
the Red Sox.
Right,
and Cleveland or Houston.
Right. Now, think about the starting pitchers they're going to have to beat. They're going to have to beat whoever the Yankees start
right,
to knock or
right,
happen.
Right, right.
They're going to have to beat Chris Sale.
Right, right.
They're going to have to beat Verlander or Garrett Cole or Corey Kluber.
Yep.
Not happening.
No.
I'm not
you
trying to.
You wouldn't think so.
I just logic
what's
tells me
what's the number
me no.
on them to win the World Series right now?
I had the odds. I'm going to pull them up. I'm going to go to my FanDuel Sportsbook app.
I think I got it here.
Got it from the Post? All right. Because they're out to win the World Series or just get to the World Series? Like, what are you looking at with the A's?
I think it's to win it.
They have got to be the longest of long shots. And I get they should be because they're in the wild card.
By the way, God bless the Post, who now has a gambling page as well.
All right, I got the numbers. You ready?
Go ahead.
The Oakland A's. Oh, my God. Where are they? The Oakland A's are plus 1,600 to win the World Series.
I got them here at 12-1.
12-1 to what? To win the pennant?
To win the series.
To win the whole thing.
Yes.
All right, I got him at 16 to 1.
They got him ahead of the Brewers. They got the Brewers. The Brewers are also 12-1. The Cardinals are 15-1.
That's crazy.
It is. And the Rockies are the lowest at 22-1.
That's insane.
The Red Sox are the favorite at 7-2. The Dodgers 11-2. Houston's 4-1. Yankees are 8-1. That's not a bad bet.
Yeah. I already did it.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I did. I put a couple of
shots. Do that anywhere? 8-1?
Go in Jersey.
I mean, I could go to the Meadowlands.
FanDuel
right?
Sportsbook in the Meadowlands.
I think I might have to do
here
that.
Here are the American
That's
League.
That's a good number. 8-1 for the Yankees is not bad.
See, the World Series odds scare me. I like pennant odds, just getting to the World right. Series. Here's what they are in the American
well,
League.
Well, the Yankees, probably their odds are probably lower just to win a pennant, right?
You would think they should be because they're in the wild card game, but that's not the case. Right now, the Red Sox and Astros are co-favorites. They're both at plus 175.
Okay.
So a little bit less than 2-1.
This has the Astros 4-1 here.
To what? To win the pennant?
World Series.
Oh, no, this is just the pennant.
Oh, okay.
Just the pennant.
Okay.
The Yankees to win the pennant are plus 550, so about 5.5-1. The Indians are 6-1, and the A's are plus 950, so a little bit under 10-1
That's just
odds.
To win the pennant.
Just to win the pennant,
and what
yes.
And what are the A's again?
Plus 950, so a little bit less than 10-1.
Yeah, like 9.5-1. Right.
And to give you perspective with the National League, the Dodgers are plus 210.
Yeah.
The Cubs are plus 240. The Braves are plus 490. The Rockies and Brewers are both plus 700, and then the Cardinals are plus 1,200. So they and I get that because the A's are in the playoffs. The Cardinals aren't in the playoffs.
Yeah,
yet.
That's true.
No, they true. The Not Rockies yet. The same thing.
Right.
See,
right.
The National League is very, very close. So when you make any kind of bet in the National League, understand you don't even know, other than the Braves, you have no idea if they're in the real playoffs yet. Think about how close the National League's become, Joe. The Cubs have lost two in a row.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable. No, I know it. I know it.
They're only a half game up on the Brewers, one in the loss column. The Dodgers are tied with the Rockies
in the
loss
column. The only team that's clinched the division is Atlanta.
Correct.
That's the only one.
Yeah, the other two divisions are separated by a half game.
Right, right.
And in the Rocky case, they're even in the loss column, and they've won five in a row. So right now, they look like one of the Braves are the hottest team because they've won six in a row.
Well, yeah, but they're not playing the Mets, too.
Yeah, who they own.
Well, 7-1 at Citi Field this year.
Yeah, amazing, right?
Right.
So, if you're making any bet in the National League outside of Atlanta, you're betting on a team that isn't a guarantee to make the playoffs. Or they may be in the wild card game. And we all know the wild card game is a complete crapshoot. You have no idea.
Yep.
But I look at the National League, and because the top heaviness of it isn't the same as the American League, you can make a compelling argument for any of these teams. I just have a tough time understanding how the A's could do it. That would be... And it's not even the fact that the A's never win in the playoffs, which they never win in the playoffs.
Well, not recently.
Bean era.
Yes.
They never win in the playoffs.
Right,
but you have to have some semblance of starting pitching, don't you?
I would think
just
so.
Just a little bit?
I would think you would have to, yeah. Mike Fiers is your number one pitcher. I mean, you know.
That's all you need to
know.
I know. And lately, and they can get away with it because they have a lot of arms with the 40-man rosters, they've been doing these bullpen games every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got a pet peeve that's just ticking me off. I've heard so many people do this.
You're going back to the, which one?
The bullpen day thing.
Right.
All right, this is an order. We're playing semantics here. I heard somebody say CC versus a bullpen day. CC is a bullpen day.
Pretty much. He's going to pitch five innings.
What's the difference?
He's going to give you five innings and be out. Right?
Well,
I mean, pretty much.
That he's out.
Well, that could be too.
I mean, there was.
But even but normally we're seeing five innings of him and he's gone.
Do you remember? You talked about that Boston Yankee series that won the Red Sox the division.
Yes. Yep.
So the Thursday night game was started by CC Sabathia, and the Yankees scored a bunch of runs early, and CC was in trouble every inning, and he only got through three innings, through 80 pitches, but only allowed two runs.
Right.
And he was up 4-2.
Right.
And Aaron Boone, thinking, boy, you know, he's throwing a lot of pitches. It's third time around the order. He pulled him after three innings. That was a regular season game, and he went to Jonathan Holder, and that was the game Holder blew up. He didn't get anybody out. Is that a bullpen day? Like, this semantics right now between bullpenning and just taking your starter out early, what's the debate here? You're just starting a guy that's capable of going deeper into a game. When you start Jonathan Holder, obviously he's not going more than two innings. But if you start a guy like CC Sabathia or a guy like Luis Severino, whoever you start, and you pull him after an inning or two, is that a bullpen day?
Right,
or is that
right.
just, hey, I went to the bullpen? It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Look, I understand. I understand.
And I'd rather start a bullpen day with a starting pitcher, if that's what you want to call it, playing the semantics game, because at least if that guy's pitching well, I can ride a few innings out of him. Mm. If the A's start Mike Fiers in the one-game playoff.
You got to believe they will. Really? Right?
I would think so. Let's say Mike Fiers retires the first three guys he faces. Okay, go pitch a second inning. Then he retires another three guys. He could go five innings, six innings. So it isn't necessarily a bullpen day.
No.
If the guy's capable of pitching well. So I don't know. That just bothers me. Yeah. Semantics.
No, I get it. I understand it's bothering you. But again, I just look at this and I say it's such a crapshoot to me. And you're right. Oakland probably isn't capable of getting to the World Series. They're probably not capable of getting through the Yankees, the Red Sox, and Oakland or Houston to get to the World Series.
Right.
But still, you know, you just don't know. You just don't know. And 12-1. I mean, those odds aren't ridiculous. Right. I would think the A's would be more than that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, I would too, because it would be an incredible story if all of a sudden we're sitting here and the A's are in the World Series. I'll eat the crow, man.
I mean, they are a 90-plus win team.
I know. No, and I give them credit for that.
You have to.
I don't want to dismiss what they've done. It's the same thing with the Red Sox. Like, the Red Sox have had an amazing regular season, right? They've had a great year, 106 wins. Who knows what they end up with? The Red Sox have a lot of flaws. I don't think I'm being a jerk in saying that. They have a lot of questions going in the playoffs. Well,
the number one question to me is I don't love their starting rotation once you get by Sale. You got David Price, who's always been a playoff nightmare, and God knows how bad he is against the Yankees.
Right.
Porcello, I mean, you know, he's got a lot of wins. What is he, 4-point-something ERA?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm not getting – and these other guys, what are you going to pitch? What's his name? The old Yankee, the old Marlin. What's his name again?
Evaldi.
Is he going to pitch? I mean, you know. I mean, I don't get it. Outside of Sale, who scares you?
And Sale scares me a little bit right now, too, because Chris Sale
had two different
trips to the disabled list.
Yep.
And since he's come back...
He only pitched about 150 innings this year,
He's had a very low number this year. And since he's come back, he hasn't pitched much. Like, he hasn't pitched 6 innings in a game since July 27th. That's all... Dude, what are we talking about here? That's 2 months ago. Since then, he's gone 5-1-3-3. It's spring training for him.
Right,
I don't know if he could turn it on.
No, I understand.
The last time he pitched 7 innings, which is, I think, a number you'd love to see in a playoff game, was July 11th. That was before the All-Star game, man. He hasn't pitched 8 innings since June 8th. Aren't these the things you need
right now,
from an
ace? Let me ask you right now. So right now, who do you think's coming out? We know who the teams that are in the American League playoffs. We all know. They're all in. Who do you see coming out of the American League?
The Indians.
You really think Cleveland, huh?
Yeah. I think the Indians, in a way, have been underrated because they've had a very air kind of season. They're in a terrible division.
They've been coasting for months.
Their bullpen, the thing is, look, Corey Kluber is going to have to be Corey Kluber, unlike last year. But you've got yourself a healthy Carlos Carrasco.
Yep.
I don't know what Trevor Bauer is going to be because of the time he missed, but I like their rotation. That's a pretty good rotation right there, don't you think?
That's good.
I mean, Corey Kluber very quietly has had a 200-plus 32-start kind of season.
Yeah.
I am more trusting of Corey Kluber right now than Chris Sale.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that.
Now, the problem is, okay, well, what does their bullpen look like? Cody Allen stinks, all right? He'll be a Met next year when they sign him as a free agent.
Great.
Andrew Miller, that's just a prediction. Throwing that in there for
Happy to hear it.
Andrew Miller, when he's been healthy, which hasn't been often, hasn't been great. I do like Brad Hand. But, okay, so those three guys are the guy. And Ollie Perez has pitched well, but believe it or not.
Ollie Perez.
He really has.
I know. He's been a good lefty guy.
I'm telling you.
No, I know.
So I think their bullpen's going to be a big key. But I thought that at the beginning of the year, so I'm sticking with it right now. I think the Indians are going to come out of the
American All right, so let me ask. So let's go through it. So Yankees win a wild card game? You think they will, right?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Do they beat the Red Sox?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, and then they lose to the Indians.
Yeah.
Cleveland beats Houston, and the Yankees, unlike last year, lose to Cleveland in the LCS.
There you go.
Okay.
That sounds right, doesn't it?
And who do you think's winning the National League?
All right, so here's the problem with the National League.
Just throw me the team.
The Colorado Rockies.
You really think that?
They're one of the hottest teams in baseball now. And they're completely underrated. John Gray is good. Kyle Freeland is good. They have starting pitching that no one pays attention to, and they can score runs. And they've got a big home field advantage when they play in Colorado.
Why
the heck not?
Yeah, no, all right.
And here's the thing about the National
League. So you like a Rocky Indian World Series?
That's right.
Okay.
Let's go with it. Let me tell you something. I'd make a ton of money if that happened.
Yeah, well, the Rockies, by the way, are right now, 22. Yes. They're the lowest number on the board, or the biggest number on the board, 22-1 to win the World Series.
How about to win the pennant?
It doesn't have it.
Because I got them in at 11-1 already.
Well, that's half of that.
No, that's
you already made
the
bet already?
Yeah.
You made it already.
I made the bet for the pennant.
For the pennant.
It's not bad. I made 3 baseball bets. You ready?
Yankees 8-1.
Yankees to win it all. I just threw that out there as call. I call it.
Okay.
I call this parade insurance. Parade insurance.
In other words, if we got to go to the parade, at least you got a smile on your face for the money you won.
That's correct,
Joe.
Yeah,
that's right.
Parade insurance. Oh, so let's just put that to the side. I made 2 bets. The Indians to win the American
League. I don't know if I can take another parade. That's not my team, by the way.
Especially since you didn't take out insurance.
I got no insurance.
No. Oh, boy. I bet the Rockies to win the NL pennant, the Indians to win the AL pennant. So I got to stick with that.
All right. That's
good. And I got to tell you, I don't feel terrible about that.
What did you get the Indians on a pennant again?
7-1.
Okay.
So, or, I mean, I think it was 6-1, actually.
Because to win the World Series, they got them at 17-2.
Yeah, I don't like World Series winning bets. Right, I only did it with the Yankees because of the insurance thing. I want to root for this to be my World Series, and I want to just enjoy the World Series. I don't want to sit there, you know, freaking out like we did over the Super Bowl between the Ravens and the Niners.
Yeah, they almost blew the big lead. The lights went out, and here come the Niners.
Here they
Remember
come.
That?
At the beginning of the year, I thought the Cubs would get out of the National League, but they have a lot of issues right now with their bullpen. They've lost some key guys. Pedro Strop's out. Morrow's out. They're dealing with this Addison Russell thing. My God. Accused of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
So I don't know about them. And look, the thing about the Rockies, they got to find a way to win this division. Right now, they're a half game behind the Dodgers. They're even in the loss column, so all they've got to do is win their games. Maybe they'll have to play Monday. Maybe they'll have to have a one-gamer with the Dodgers on Monday, but I'd feel a lot better if they're at least division champions with home field advantage, which they probably won't get, but just get to that divisional series. And like we saw from the Rockies in 7, you got to get hot.
Well, they were hot.
They were hot.
Until they found the Red Sox in a World Series.
Well, I don't care about that.
No, I understand.
All you got to do is get there.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.